So tell us the background on this case. This person was posting under a pseudonym to a newspaper site in the comments area saying things about colleagues.
Yeah, saying things about colleagues, but I think more of more concern to the Justice Department, the individual is a federal prosecutor with the U.S. Attorney's Office in Louisiana, and a career prosecutor. And I've read some other stories about him, and I believe he's a former New Orleans police officer, then an FBI agent, and then a career prosecutor. Apparently, he's one of the best prosecutors in the office. And on a website for a local newspaper, he's posted under a pseudonym. He's posted almost 600 comments, and about half of them actually comment on pending cases in his office, many cases that he's worked on. But the comments in general were very highly critical, some of them scathing comments about policies of the government, federal workers, and these cases. And it was one case, one prosecution he was working on in particular, against a landfill owner. The landfill owner, the comments that had been posted were particularly critical and scathing. He hired an FBI profiler, a retired profiler, to match the linguistics in the comments with the court filings that this particular prosecutor had made in the prosecution to prove that it was actually this prosecutor who was posting these comments under a pseudonym. And then eventually, when confronted, the prosecutor admitted to it. So at this point now, the question is, he's going to be under investigation by the internal office at Department of Justice that investigates professional misconduct by Department of Justice lawyers. And the question is going to be, I assure you, is going to be whether or not he had some First Amendment right to comment on things that the government's involved in.
What are the rules then for what you can say online, and are they any different for federal prosecutors?
Well, Ruben, for federal prosecutors, they're slightly different than for most federal employees, because he's an attorney and the Department of Justice manual governs his conduct, and in addition, bar rules govern his conduct. But the Department of Justice manual says that their prosecutors, their attorneys, both civil and criminal prosecutors, attorneys, are not allowed to engage in outside activities that might reflect on a potential conflict of interest between their personal outside activity and the work they do for the department. They're also prohibited from engaging in activities that present or indicate a bias on their part in how they do their job. The ABA model rules, which apply to, generally have been adopted by most jurisdictions and most attorneys. We live by these rules. They prohibit attorneys from making any statement outside the courtroom, outside the legal proceeding, that has the substantial likelihood of prejudicing the matter, like talking to the jury pool, trying to convince in a public statement your potential jury pool.
Sure. So it sounds like
side of the case.
So it sounds like he really is in a heap of hot water then.
I would say he's in a heap of hot water. So he has the department, as an attorney at the department, and as an attorney, a government attorney, he has some basic professional conduct rules he has to live by. For federal employees, every once in a while, federal employees in trouble for speaking out in any way, not just electronically on our World Wide Web, newspaper articles, editorial pages, letters to the editor, for speaking out on matters that the government's involved in, particularly the area of the government that they work in. And it always comes down to, the employee saying, I had a First Amendment right to say it. And the law is pretty clear from the Supreme Court, adopted down to the agency, the Merit Systems Protection Board, that it oversees these cases when federal employees are disciplined for speaking out publicly. And it's very clear. There's a balancing act. Just like most Americans know, you cannot be in a movie theater, a dark, crowded movie theater, and scream, fire, if there truly is not one, just to create havoc. We do not have that the limit on our freedom of speech does not go to that extent. And so for federal employees, it's a balancing act. And it's the balance is your interest in speaking out publicly on a matter of public concern balanced against the government's interest in what you say creating some kind of disruption to its workplace. And I think in this particular case, should he be disciplined for speaking out, I think we can predict from where we sit now based upon the comments. And people can go online, GovExec's article, click through to the website where the comments were posted. They're currently still up there. There's about 500 to 600 comments. And I think the government would probably currently, his employer, Department of Justice, would say that the scale of justice tips in our favor, that what you had to say has created a great disruption because you're commenting critically on the work that we do.